This is Radio Live, coming to you once again this evening from the Museum of Commerce, located on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida here in downtown Pensacola. All right, we still have a lot of show to go, so stay with us. We're getting our friends the Wild Ponies are here, Doug and Talisha. Doug's doing a little checking out. He has massive electronic gear up here. He does have all his strings with him this time, though, so we're pleased to say, and hopefully they'll stay.
All right. Oh, I love a little improvisation. Don't you, Pat?
Absolutely, absolutely. So once again, Doug and Talisha, the Wild Ponies.
We're going to kick it with a holiday tune because it is December, and tomorrow we start a tour. Tomorrow we fly from here to Richmond, Virginia, and we start a tour, that a December Songs holiday tour with Amy Spies and Rod Picott that lasts until December 22nd with one day off. So this is the original holiday song that we wrote for the tour, and we did a little EP with those guys, Amy and Rod. It's called I Won't Be Home for Christmas. Me and sis packed bottles of plates and pans, and pictures and pins, and a Japanese fan that somebody brought back from the World's Fair. 1982. Movers came and now it's all gone, and there's a for sale sign out in the front lawn. I've heard it said you can never go home.
Christmas. I won't be home for Christmas. Thanks, y'all. We thought everybody could use a little sadness and honesty to round out their Christmas playlist. So, what's so happy about Christmas anyway, I guess? The whole record's actually, that's probably the happiest song on the record, I guess, maybe.
Rod Packott follows up that tune with a little Dad Got Drunk Again This Christmas. And Amy Spee sings about unrequited love called Fall For Me For Christmas. It's just a wonderful, wonderful happy holiday record back there.
Well, we'll do one. This one's about NASCAR. You guys any NASCAR fans here tonight?
All right. Pensacola.
That's pretty good. That's more than we normally get, actually, surprisingly. It's kind of weird. We figured this thing out as we toured around and found out that the folk music and Americana music audience and the NASCAR audience, there's not a lot of overlap, really. It's kind of one of those things that I could have... But we wrote the song. We're from Martinsville, Virginia, originally, before we moved to Nashville. And so this is a true story about something that happened to the Martinsville Speedway in the spring of 1960. Well, he's the one they always talk about, the name that's always thrown around. He's the best that's ever held steering wheel. With a straw hat, feather, cowboy crown, he's the king of going round and round. If you're out in front, he's nipping at your heels. And for all the races that he's won, all the tires he must have spun, it's no wonder folks still go on about it. But 26 laps in the spring of 1960, he was behind me, right there in my mirror, that red, white, and blue. If it hadn't been for the number 43, I could've been the king. Well, I held him off through every turn. My tires bald, my brakes burned. I took everything old 21 could give. He was coming up the inside fast. I knew he was gonna try to pass, so I got down low and I kept them there behind me. Till the final time around turn four, he finally got me door to door, and that paper clip turned into a drag race. But 26 laps in the spring of 1960, he was behind me, right there in my mirror, that red, white, and blue SAP. If it hadn't been for the number 43, I could be the king. Well, I drove it like a demon on that final death wish drag, and I know I almost had it. Till we crossed that checkered flag, he was behind me, right there in my mirror, that red, white, and blue STP. If it hadn't been for the number 43, I could be the king. I crossed the line in second place today. Petty won his second race. Since then, he's won 198 more. But I like to think I did pretty well. Raced him tight and gave him hell. But he probably don't think about me anymore. Tonight I still dream, still hear those pistons scream, and I can still see that Petty Blue. And I'm crossing the line in the spring of 1960. He'll be behind me, right there in my mirror, that red, white, and blue STP. If it hadn't been for the number 43, I could have been the king. Spring of 1960.
Now who's a NASCAR fan? That's right.
Hey, I'll tell you, by the way, both those guys in that song were born in North Carolina. Richard Petty and Jimmy Massey, both born in North Carolina. If you guys want to hear that song with all six strings, we do have it on a record back there for sale.
And we don't have to remind this beautiful, smart, intelligent, lovely, kind audience that CDs make excellent stocking stuffers. They do. They fit really nice into the and make a nice little spine for the stocking so you can stuff it with other goodies. It's perfect. It's really great. I'll show you in the back if you want me to later. Well, I wrote a song about my grandmother for this last record, Things That Used to Shine. And it was kind of funny. I didn't tell my father that I had written this song about his mom. And then I gave him the record in June, and I was like, oh, we probably should have talked about that before you got to hear it. But it turns out he's okay with the whole thing. And this is a song about his mama, my grandma. Her name was Iris. Iris was my daddy's mama. Her mama was a Cherokee. I know Iris was a strong woman. I don't know about me. I called her Granny, but she never hugged me. She was quiet and she moved slowly. Somehow I know she loved me. She never told me, I just know. I know Iris chewed plug tobacco, and when she spit, she never missed the can. She kept a pistol by her front porch chair. I know she never held my hand. I called her Granny, but she never hugged me. She was quiet and she moves slowly. Somehow I know she loved me. She never told me, I just know. I know Iris took care of her. I know her husband was drunk and mean. I know Iris outlived him by lifetimes, but I don't know what Iris dreamed. I called her She never hugged me. She was quiet and she moved slowly. Somehow I know she loved me. She never told me, I just know. Somehow I know she loved me. She never I just know. Thank y'all so much. Again, we're Wild Ponies. This is Jake Weinbrenner on the drums. Doug Williams on the less than six string guitar. And I'm Talisha Williams. We're so happy to be here with you tonight. This is the title track of our new record. It's called Things That Used to Shine.
That used to shine, polished smooth by the grains of time. Old and used and past their prime, I like things that used to shine. Love letters in the drawer of a flea market find, laid away ring 2 months behind. A grandfather clock with a mournful chime, I like things that used to shine. I like things that used to shine. A scratchy old record that still goes around on an old turntable makes a beautiful sound. A proud father's eyes when he starts to cry. I like things that used to shine. The way that Hazel Dickens sings, too long unchanged guitar strings, a candle holder from a bottle of wine, I like things that used to shine. Shine, shine, I like things that used to shine. A roughed up penny from the year I was born, old leather boots all scuffed and worn, and no pocket watch that still keeps time. I like things that used to shine.
Wild Ponies. All right, y'all still having a good time? Yeah. What a great audience you are, I tell you. You never disappoint us. Never, never. This is Radio Live coming to you live from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida and broadcast on WUWF 88.1 FM. We are listener-supported radio from the University of West Florida. You can also hear the, you can also watch the program actually on Cox Cable Channel 4, WUWF TV. Every night, Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock, we have reruns of Radio Live shows. And this one is being taped tonight for video. We'll air in a few weeks. If you tune in on Thursday nights, it'll be the most recent Radio Lives, the new batch, Radio Live Reborn, as we like to call it. But lots of ways to watch it and to listen to it, of course, on 88.1 101.1 FM. But now we're going to get back to the good stuff, the live stuff. In fact, if you're listening right now, and tonight is December the 5th, 2013, you are actually hearing this live. So just wanted to give you that point of reference there. And my good buddy Cliff Everhart is here live tonight. Anyway, once again, Cliff Everhart.
I'm so confused. Am I really here? This song I wrote, I was on tour with two other singer-songwriters, John Gorka and Eliza Gilkinson, and we were touring around, and we were doing concerts together. We would do them in rounds where we all sat on stage and traded songs. And the rule of that tour was that if somebody sang a song, let's say, about a train, the other two people would have to sing a song that related to the first song. Well, after a couple nights on the road, they came to my hotel room because they felt that when we got to the positive love song round, that I fell short. Well. So I'm a competitive little guy, and I decided, well, I'm going to write an uber love song, and I love like crazy in this song. I love like heck. I love all over Europe, all over Asia, all over Africa, and I love all over the United States. Anybody here from Delaware? Good. I wanna take you home with me. I'm not quite sure where that place might be. Maybe Paris, France, or Tuscany. I wanna take you home with me. I wanna go home with you. I'm not picky, any place will do. Maybe Tokyo or Timbuktu. I wanna go home. I wanna sleep with you in the land of yellow roses. Walk with you through St. Mark's Square, Niagara Falls, or anywhere. I wanna make a home with you, any place that's right for two. Little Shack or Xanadu. I wanna make a home with you. That's about as lighthearted as I'll ever be. Thank you. Well, here's another song from The Shrew. I knew a lot of people. They've done a lot of modern productions of Shakespeare that they have songs, but I think I'm the only person that wrote a blues song for a Shakespeare play. And when they asked me to do it, they flew me down to D.C. and they interviewed me and they gave me the job. And they said, but we also want you to be in it. And I said, no, I don't act. The last time I was in a play, and this is true, as opposed to the lies I've been telling you all night, was in kindergarten, Billy Goat's Gruff. I played the bumblebee, and I missed my line, which was bzzz. So I didn't think this was a good idea. They said, well, no, there's not. You'll just be on stage, and there won't be a speaking part. I said, okay, no tights. Because I want a date again at some point in my life. And they said, no, nobody does Elizabethan Shakespeare anymore. It's set in a Western bar, and you'll be the saloon singer. And I went, cowboy, I can do cowboy. But then I put on the outfit, and I looked like a cowboy. I looked like the Meshuggah cowboy. Happy T.I.O. Down to size. I used to believe that everything I ever thought was true. I don't want to talk about it. All I want to do is sing the blues. So time in a place for everything, a broken heart, a wedding ring, a friendly conversation to unravel all the things we do. Now you want me to discuss this? All I want to do. Installed in you. Now you want to press the issue. All I want to do is sing the blues. Thank you. Well, I am sure glad that this radio station is back on the air, aren't you? I did a show for them when they were off the air a year and a half ago, or almost 2 years ago in February, with Ed Gerhardt, who's coming. Thank you. And it was like it was like shouting into the wind. It wasn't on the air, so I'm so happy to be back here. You're very lucky to have this in this town. Okay, back to me. I'm gonna close out with this song. It's a song that was on my very first CD that's actually here tonight. The CD just showed up. And it was a duet that I did with Richie Havens. And Richie was one of my best friends. I played with him for 5 years. And I wrote this for him to sing with me as a duet. And because I wanted the voice of God on it. And I used to call Richie Uncle God because he was a very spiritual guy. And I wrote it in Spain when we were on tour together, and he was in the next room, so it was pretty easy to find the voice of God because he was in 314. So we did this as a duet on the first album, and I think Richie passed last April, and I miss him. He was one of the funniest people I've ever met. I'll tell you a really quick Richie Havens story, okay? We were in Pistoia, Italy, outside of Florence. We were playing a jazz festival out there. We both had jet lag, and I ended up wandering down to the hotel lobby at 6 in the morning, and Richie was there. And Richie said, "You want to go out to the woods?" Which meant I never went through customs with Richie Havens once. So we're sitting on this park bench. It's like 6 in the morning, and the sun's just coming up. It's all misty. And this guy starts walking up the trail towards us out of the woods. And it comes into the light, and it was Cab Calloway. Not a person you expect to bump into the woods at 6 in the morning in Italy. And he comes up to us, and Richie's just kind of staring at her, and he says, Cab Calloway says, "You're Richie Havens." And let's say you're me. Richie goes, "Far out." And the next night at the Jazz Fest, he plays it. He goes, "Oh, that really was Cab Calloway." So God bless Richie Havens. There are the ones that you call friends. There are the ones that you call late at night. There are the ones who sweep away your past with one wave of the hand. There are the ones that you call family. There are the ones that you hold close to your heart. There are the ones who see the danger in you, they won't understand. I can hear your voice in the wind. Are you calling to me down the feel you are here. are waiting in that dream. Somewhere down this road we will awake, and we'll be at the start again. I can hear your voice in the wind. How you call? Thank you very much.
Lift Everhard. And just a reminder, in case you didn't pick up on the hints from the artists, they do have CDs for sale tonight, and it is how they make a living. So in the spirit of Christmas, I encourage you to check out the great music. I have to tell you a little story. I mentioned that everybody here tonight has been on the show before. This is the second time that Nora Jane Struthers has been on the show. And the first time, a couple years ago, got this crazy idea, let's do Radio Live in a bar. So we did. We did it just up the street, Vinyl Music Hall. It was shortly after it opened. Those of you who were at that show, who have been in Vinyl Music Hall, you know what it's like. I hadn't really checked it out too much in advance, so I went in there and I was a little bit taken aback because the stage, you know, is quite high on there, and there are no chairs. People just have to stand during the performances, or dance usually, when the type of music they have there. And I thought about the demographics of the Radio Live audience, and I said, you know, those people can't stand that long. There's no way. We got to bring chairs in. So we brought chairs in, but that made it even worse because then you're sitting in these chairs way down on the floor, and the stage looks like it's 6 feet above the ground. And it's not too bad, except that it is a bar. And I mean that literally. If you've been in Vinyl Music, one whole wall, like for 100 feet, is just a bar. And they have multiple blenders on that bar. And so it makes interesting background noise as well. So that was Nora Jane's first experience with Radio Live. So I was excited to be able to bring her back, and I told her, this is the real venue, this is the real audience. And you all have proven me right tonight. Thank you so much. So, once again, Nora Jane Struthers and the Party Line.
dry leaves paddle downstream, birds are gossiping above. Somewhere someone in a lonely room is trying to get out while they can. But I am 8 years old, the only place I want to be is where I am. Vines are winding round my bedpost, moss covering up the floor. Let go and I will follow that creek right through my door. A fickle thing, still somehow I can recall the way it felt to be at ease as I did when I was small. Childish thinking fades away just as children do. Now no matter what I have or where I am, always wanting something new. Rides winding round my bedpost, moss covering up the floor. Let go and I will follow that creek right through my surprise. 100 trees break through the boards all around my bed, and underneath that canopy I will find that peace again. Oh, vines winding around my bedpost, moss curled.
I wrote that song with my friend Robbie Hecht. It's a new one. We're going to do the last song off our new album, Carnival. And we'd love for you to sing along with us. I believe that you will know right where to sing. I think you're going to know. It's called Traveling On. We're going to show off Drew Lawhorn on this with some Appalachian-style body percussion known as Hambone. And we've got this on the fiddle mic, Dale. How about it for this great sound crew? How about it for Tom and Dale, everybody? Dale, this is on the fiddle vocal mic. So see if you can hear this.
When I was a baby child, my mama rocked me side to side. She set me down, I start to crawl. Ever since then, been traveling on, traveling on. I am not afraid of traveling on. I am not afraid of traveling, traveling on. Christmas morning, 8 years old, a shiny new blue bicycle. Straight to the sidewalk and she's gone. Ever since then, been traveling on, traveling on. I am not afraid of traveling on. I am not afraid of traveling, traveling on. Big sister's first automobile. Crank the radio and take the wheel. Traveling on, traveling on. I am not afraid of traveling on. I am not afraid of traveling, traveling on. It's part of life, we have to choose which path to walk and which pair of shoes. Grim babies crawling everywhere. Soon I'll be with the angel band. With wings to fly, won't need to stand. I'll be traveling on. I am not afraid of traveling on. I am not afraid of traveling, traveling, traveling on. They came down the drive with that big spool of electric wire. I didn't understand exactly what they meant, but they said,
when we're finished, you can talk with all your friends.
Right inside our own house without going out. Seemed like nothing new, but who am I to doubt the magic power of an electric wire?
Your foot tapping when I put the coffee on, but I can't see your smile through no electric wire.
Everybody, I think we're gonna get the whole gang up here. I'm gonna do a big grand finale. I want to thank Pat for having us back at this wonderful event. Thanks, Pat. This is awesome.
It's our pleasure.
And everybody here at Radio Live, this is such a great thing.
As everybody gets back out here on the stage, I just want to take a minute to thank our great artists tonight, Mr. Clef Eberhard, the Wild Ponies, and Nora Jane Struthers and the Party Line. Radio Live is a production of WUWF Public Media at the University of West Florida. Our technical director and broadcast mix master is Mr. Dale Regal. Our house sound tonight, the excellent Mr. Tom Skinner. We have production assistants tonight from Randy Bobbitt. Our video director is Rodney Witherspoon. Our videographers are Jonathan Heide, Lynn Marshall, and Teresa Clark. Our house managers are Trish Allison, Katya Ivanoff, and Lindsay Myers. And our stage manager is everyone's favorite, you know what, Jewish mother, who was not fussy yet again tonight, Enid Siskin. All right. This is Pat Crawford reminding you to keep your mind on your driving, your heart on the coast, and your dial on public radio. Good night, everybody.
Good sign I need when I get home. This time I'm gonna stay. So squeeze yourself real good and tight. I'll be home before daylight. If you hold what you got, I'm coming home. This time